What up, y'all? This is Astral Dim here doing a daily moon horoscope reading for March 29th, 2019. Mercury retrograde, me gone. Oh my God, I'm so happy it's done. I'm actually sick because I'm pre-recording this. Yep, I snitched on myself. And I'm hoping that this lovely Friday I will be feeling better. But I do know too that personally, I actually have a harder time during the post and pre-retrograde, the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. It's so, yeah. I should have told y'all this on the 28th, but be prepared of the bumpy road of when a planet goes direct. It's usually not as tough with smaller inner planets, but that bump is definitely heavy when it comes to the big planets when they go direct. It is. It's like when it goes direct, you feel that shit. If something happens, you feel that energetically. Just be prepared for it, okay? If you felt that yesterday, which is the 28th, or today, just know it's Mercury, okay? And that things will get better. All right, so the moon is at 12 o'clock p.m. my time. 25 degrees Capricorn, which is the third decade of Capricorn. That's co-ruled by Mercury. And so I like the progression of Capricorn too. I like the progression of Libra and the progression of Capricorn, because you kind of like think of the reputation, status, career, recognition that you want. You kind of pump yourself up to realize your self-worth within that thing, and then you go ahead and do the necessary work to get to what you want. You know what I mean? You go follow the routines, the procedures, create policies, create steps, organize yourself so you can get that thing that you want. You know what I mean? And so when it comes to our emotions, again, Capricorn moon energy is usually very restrictive with their emotions. They either restrict their emotions by repressing it, or restrict their emotions from expressing their emotions to people in public. Do you get what I'm saying? And so with that energy internally, what the collective is doing is like combing through their emotions, believe it or not, figuring out what's up, why I feel this way, why am I even being restrictive of my emotions, what do I need to do with these emotions to get to the status I want to be at emotionally, or just in general, you know what I mean? I'm trying to connect your emotions to the major goals that you have in your life, and kind of even think about different ways on how to routinely do some self-care to get to the place that you want to be emotionally and just in general, you know? So it's an interesting placement for sure. Let's see what's aspecting this energy. I'm looking through and I see, of course, the actual aspects that I talked about yesterday. The moon is conjunct Saturn still, at least in the earlier part of the day. Sorry, I had to lay down. It is my bed in astrology, right? And I'm feeling not the best. Oh my God. I'm really hoping by Friday I'm good. But anyways, with earlier part of the day with the moon conjunct Saturn, it's basically similar to what I've said yesterday about, the moon. Well, our emotions kind of, that Capricorn energy that I just described, sorry, oh my God, I sound terrible. The energy that I was talking about before with the moon, and us kind of being restrictive with our emotions, holding our emotions, playing our emotions close to our chest and stuff like that, That's going to be doubled because of that Moon-Saturn energy. Saturn's ruled by Capricorn, and so that energy is kind of like tied together, and it doubles that energy for sure. But it definitely talks of us either having restrictions within our emotions or gaining authority within our emotions. It's our choice. But with Pluto also conjuncting this energy, you know, if we decide to take authority of our emotions and start taking it seriously and controlling our emotions to get to the place that we want to get, we can truly create a transformation with that Pluto energy, you know, because we are empowered to get to that authority that we want. So we can truly create a positive transformation within our life, you know, if we go ahead and take authority of our emotions. Now, the thing is Pluto and Saturn are very tough energies to work through. They are a little bit more darker than the other energies, and so you may be confronted with serious situations. It's like a universal lesson, and the universal lesson in trying to teach you, like, listen, you're going to be going through the good and the bad, you know, like, you're going to have to tread through these emotions to see if this whole idea, this whole dream is worth it. And, you know, you're going to have some authority and control over yourself emotionally, you know, regardless. And so it's kind of like showing you a little bit of the beginnings of things and how things can be, you know what I mean? So it's really, really interesting for sure. Other aspects that are happening is the Moon sextile Chiron, which is interesting. And so I feel like, especially with the energy that I talked about that I was talking about before, we're definitely going to be you know, thinking about darker situations, including times in which we felt held back in the past, in our childhood, any childhood traumas connected to our drive and motivation being shut down, or things that we are driven and motivated by being shut down, and also about our childhood traumas connected to our us being ridiculed by our personality, persona, and appearance, and all of that. We're going to be thinking about the darker side of things, but it's not going to be too bad. We're going to actually see things in a better light, realizing how those situations, although tough, kind of taught us and brought us to the place that we are now, which are, you know, people who are more emotionally intelligent than others, that have an understanding of their emotions, that have authority and control of their emotions, and brought you to this situation now in which you could, you know, become an emotionally stronger person, become someone who is emotionally mature and emotionally intelligent. You know, that come, you know, in order to be someone who is emotionally intelligent, you have to kind of go through things and experience things. So you're going to realize the importance of those situations, although it was tough. You know, it made you stronger, and it made you help people. And, you know, you're going to even find different ways on how to heal from those childhood traumas, even more, you know. So it's dope energy for sure. Excuse me. Sorry. The Moon is squared Uranus. So I think especially with that conjuncting energy of Saturn and Pluto, we are really going to be discovering the moments in which we were ridiculed by our individuality and our uniqueness, and how it is affecting us to this day. And you know, it's gonna be interesting, because with Uranus being in Taurus, we're learning really this to accept and realize the worthiness of our individuality and our uniqueness. And with Uranus, it also represents like spontaneous and random events, and so something spontaneous and random may happen to help us realize this situation. And what's going to kind of happen
is that it's going to help us realize our true authority and control over certain situations. It's going to be like a smack in the face almost, but it's going to be a learning lesson. Even though squared energy is tough to work through, even though squared energy is like, you know, harsh, it's still a learning lesson at the end of the day. It is teaching you, number one, you don't have the authority and control that you think you do by holding in your emotions. And number two, you need to, you know, work on that. And it may take step by step and certain routines to work, help you work on that. But number three, that your individuality and uniqueness is actually special, and you need to deem it more worthy than you already do. You know, so tough lesson, but something that's necessary. The moon is, also too, by the way, the moon is also conjunct south node tightly too. And so we actually are definitely going through situations in which, like kind of karmic situations dealing with transformation, possibly death, and restriction and authority, and how it contributed to our own authority and control and the reputation that we had, and karmically in our past lives. Especially with moon, it's a karmic energy too. But with the moon, we're going to be feeling the energies that we was feeling in our past lives directly, because moon is our direct emotions. So it's going to be an intense time, intense days. These Fridays have been tough, huh? I feel like every Friday I'm like, oh, it's gonna be tough. So just be aware of that. The thing is though, North Node is in Cancer. Remember, Cancer promotes nurturing yourself and nurturing others, okay? And so you just hold on to these feelings and repressing them ain't doing shit. Work through these emotions, work through these traumatic events. You know, do this through helping others if you want to, or do this at least through helping yourself, nurturing yourself, loving on yourself, you know, and work through the traumatic experiences and heal your karmic trauma, you know? Shit. You might even be feeling karmic situations that was regarding your death, your past life death, you know what I mean? With Pluto and Saturn so close. So, you know, remember I was just telling y'all about death yesterday. Maybe that's why I'm feeling it, because I'm probably thinking about my karmic death and how it's connected, you know, so it's kind of interesting. Anyways, last aspect actually, the moon is trining Mars. The moon is trining Mars. But this aspect is pretty dope. You know, Mars is about how we take action, and Taurus is very fixed. It's Earth, which is fixed. It's a fixed sign, which is, of course, fixed. And so we're steady pushing through this whole idea of gaining some authority and control of our emotions, and realizing how our emotions are connected to our authority and control, and how we express our emotions, and how we you know, how repressing our emotions are affecting us. So you know, you might have moments in which you are quite stubborn about how you go about emotions in your daily life in general, and your daily goals. But the thing is though, what's admirable about this energy is that you're holding steady to that one goal. You know what I mean? You're holding steady to how you are, and you're keeping it pushing, and you're moving forward, and you know, kind of being persistent and having perseverance. No matter what the situation is, we'll get you somewhere. We'll bring you a level up, even if it takes a while, because you're so stubborn and you don't want to see things a different way. Persistence and perseverance really can take you far. So the energy is definitely admirable for sure. And the dope thing about it is that with Mars in Taurus, you know, you're motivated and driven by understanding your worth, and with you kind of discovering your emotional self with all these aspects, and the moon being in Capricorn, you know, this could show you really gaining and understanding and having more self-worth and self-confidence and a stronger self-esteem than you did before. And realizing how worthy you are to this earth, you know. And I hope you really understand that intensely, okay? But that's what I got for you for this week, y'all. I hope this was helpful. Please comment, like, subscribe, share, care, and all that good stuff. If you're interested in joining me on Patreon and supporting the kid, the lowest tier is $2 a month, y'all. And if you look at the benefits of these tiers, I can be your personal astrologer, for real. If I were you, I'd take advantage. We're building a little community. It's lit. I enjoy the people on there. It's so fun. And it's just cool. I just love it. So it's patreon.com/astrodim. If you're interested in reading, I still have the sale going on all the way into the 31st. So 20% off on all my readings. se.com/shop/astrodim. And yeah. Love you guys. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.